from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Pollinator Week will be marked next week in Timmins, which is an official bee city. The kickoff is on Sunday at Gillies Lake, featuring several activities and giveaways to help you help pollinators thrive. Environmental Coordinator Christina Beaton says details are on the city's website, timmins.ca. That's where you can also find advice on creating a pollinator-friendly garden.
It could be costly, and so making sure that you're getting the right plants that are going to work in our climate so that you're not spending the extra money and then you're disappointed next year when those perennials don't come back because they didn't work in our climate.
A master gardener will also be at Gillies on Sunday to answer your questions. The event runs from 11 until 4. Don't be surprised if you see 683 as the area code for a local phone call in the coming days. On Saturday, the new code is being introduced to the region currently served by 249 and 705. The Telecommunications Alliance says the introduction of the new area code is in response to the increasing demand for phone numbers in the region. Well, the move to get men's soccer in Timmins going again includes a plan for an over 40 co-ed league. Men's league president Andre Gamache says it's for anyone who's too old to chase 20-year-olds around anymore.
There's probably about a dozen to 15 of my former friends who've stopped playing in the men's league over the last number of years who said if you start an over 40 team, we'll come back to play, and we may look at doing kind of a northern loppet with teams in Sudbury, North Bay, and Rouen.
Over 40 soccer uses a half field. Contact Andre Gamache if you're interested. And a meeting about men's soccer is set for Monday night at 8 o'clock at Boston Pizza. A key Freedom Convoy leader has pleaded guilty to counseling to commit mischief. Tyson Billings entered the plea in an Ottawa courtroom today. Billings, who'd been in custody since his February arrest, has now been released. He was co-accused with another protester, Pat King. His trial is expected to go ahead. Protesters and trucks blocked Ottawa's downtown core for weeks until the federal government enacted the Emergencies Act, forcing the Freedom Convoy to disperse. Governor General Mary Simon and her guests racked up quite the catering bill on a recent trip. Conservative MP Michael Barrett has a document showing the catering cost for the trip for Simon and her 29 guests was over $93,000. The trip was from March 16th to the 24th and included stops in London and Kuwait. Finally, this afternoon, a monumental step forward in hot dog history. Heinz Ketchup and Wonder Bread have partnered to broker a deal to create buns in packs of 10, ending the 10 wiener and 8 bun ratio mismatch. Starting June 23rd, limited edition 10 packs of buns will be available at select grocery stores in Ontario. A campaign is also underway to advocate for equal numbers of buns and wieners across North America. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.